Friday mornings, the Dave and Darren Show turns its eye to the silver screen. Here now, our expert on all things cinematic, the entertainment editor for the River City's Reader. He's the one and only Mike Schultz.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning to you, gents. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Excellent. Thank you.
We got to take care of business here because we won't be here next Friday.
Yeah. Nice day off for everybody.
Right. We won't. So we'll have to read your reviews of Old Dogs and...
I'm betting we get Precious, to be honest.
Precious.
I'm betting that opens on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I think that's when it's opening wide.
Boy.
We'll see.
That's when you'll be
That's
going.
A good time.
Yeah, right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Enjoy. Yeah. Enjoy.
Yes, yeah. Great.
So let's talk about what you've seen since the last time you were here in the studio, and can we start with 2012?
We might as well, yeah. It was 4.5 hours long. Let's get rolling on that puppy.
Yeah, was it a thrill ride?
It was not a thrill walk.
No, it was not.
No, I'm fine with it. It's 2 hours, 40 minutes. Yeah, it's long.
Oh, my God.
And I'm fine with it being stupid. We all knew it was going to be stupid. It's fine. You know, the earth is collapsing and ain't it
everything.
Fun. You know, that's okay. What is unforgivable, though, is that it's boring. And that's the problem. It's just, it's the same scene repeated over and over again. It's just, it's one of those near
misses.
Yep. Look at the earthquake coming behind us. Oh, thank God we made it in our airplane. Ah, and the music swells and it happens over and over again. If they're in a car, a camper, a boat, it doesn't matter. It's the same
scene. It's a close call each time.
Over and over again.
And why does the world end?
Oh, because I don't know.
The planets align and
the Earth's core is heating up in some horrible way that's going to, you know, make the tides rise and make the and somehow affect meteor showers. I don't know how that works.
Now, is this what the Mayans are actually saying, or do they have to make up something for this movie?
It's apparently it's like something that was kind of cool for people doing a lot of LSD in the 60s who were like saying, oh, no, read the Mayan calendar, man. It's going to end in 2012. But it wasn't really. It's a lie.
Well, Dave made a good point that why would we trust people that their own civilization burn out 600 years ago?
Yeah, right.
If they're so good at seeing the future, how come they didn't prepare for the conquistadors all I'm asking.
Yeah, and it doesn't even end, which is disappointing. You know, I mean, I don't think anyone wants to see the movie end with just Earth as one big, you know, cluster of dust.
Okay, so
it doesn't end. It just
well, it can't,
it goes on.
I mean, it can't.
Well, no, you got to with the money this made, you got to make way for 2013.
It's, well, yeah, except for the fact that you can't have the all of a sudden, okay, everything's fine now.
Yeah, but they do.
They do?
By the end of the movie, yeah, everything's fine now. You know,
it was all just a dream.
If you had enough money to secure your spot on the Ark and if John Cusack's your dad, you're fine.
Okay.
So, yeah, but it's just long and dull. It's just dull. Who cares?
And at some point, he actually stops an earthquake by holding a boombox over his
head. Well, no. I was thinking maybe he's holding a boombox outside of the Ark to get on the Ark.
Where? All right.
Room for one more?
I'd love that.
That would have been a better movie.
Yeah absolutely. Yeah. It's just a sad thing.
All right,
Who cares?
All sealed up and ready to go.
Wait a minute.
Everyone's got their... What's that noise coming from outside the Ark?
it's Cusack. God,
you got room for me and my kids?
And he's wearing that trench coat.
Yeah.
I gave her my heart. She gave me a pen.
She gave me a pen. Indeed.
Well, that's a shame that didn't work out.
Well, who cares? Yeah, it'll be gone soon.
And you also saw Pirate Radio.
Pirate Radio is fun.
Is it good?
Pirate Radio is a fun movie. Yeah, it's very much like Taking Woodstock. I mean, obviously, it's got a lot of the same songs, which is helpful. But it's just this light, flaky, little goofy comedy that's Philip Seymour Hoffman and a bunch of British guys on a boat playing rock and roll for 2 hours. Okay, I'm on board, you know? Yeah.
Do they have a movie critic swim on the boat every Friday?
They do not.
And should have.
It
would have made for a better movie.
One freaky thing in the movie, though, Kenneth Branagh is in it, and so is Emma Thompson, who had, of course, their very notorious divorce in the mid-90s. Really,
well, this was made by the people that did Love Actually.
Yeah. But it's the first time I think they've been on screen together in like 15 years.
They're on screen at the same time?
They are not, sadly. They're in the same. I should have said they're in the same movie.
Aren't they both in the Harry Potter movies?
At different times, I think. I think in different episodes of it.
Oh, all right.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
So, but that was pretty cool.
And how long is this thing? 90 minutes?
It's actually a little long, to be honest. It's about an hour 50. It's a little longer than it needs to be. But it's just pleasant and fun and and a little great bit raunchy, music. And you know, it's good.
Okay,
good times.
Why, it's got everything you'd want.
A little bit, yeah.
Let's deal with the three movies that are opening today, and I guess we might as well start with this damn vampire movie.
Sure, why not? Is it really like sold out all over the place? Because I haven't gotten my ticket yet.
You might be okay if you do a matinee.
And that's what I'm kind of okay with the first one.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I thought it was fine. It's not for me, obviously. It's like a Tyler Perry movie. It's not for me. So, but
and basically the idea is it's just teenage vampires.
Yeah, and they're really depressed. Yeah, it's depressed.
There's a lot of
teenage.
Sulking and moping and.
It sucks to be undead. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as if being a teenager is not hard enough. Be an undead teenager,
right?
New, it's called The Twilight Saga, New Moon. By the way, there's two more of these movies coming.
Uh-huh.
Just so everyone's aware.
But then that's it?
Here's hoping.
Or is she writing
I don't know,
more.
To be honest.
No, the last one was supposed to be the last one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson, and Taylor Lautner star in the next chapter of the popular supernatural romance saga. And I've got a clip. I'll enjoy Twilight. New Moon. Well.
Or a little more
Damn
Peter
it!
Gabriel.
That would be great,
it
too.
Begins with Count Chocula's holding a boombox over his head. Trying to get Frankenberry to come back out and so they can finally live their life together.
Please, Boo Berry.
I was incarcerated, Count Chocula! That's a little John Mahoney reference for those of you that saw the movie. Here's Twilight, New Moon.
The nightstand,
the light, an
alarm.
No, wait a minute. That's
what was
Sandra.
That?
That's Sandra Bullock.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Oh, nothing is working.
Man, today. Oh man, it really isn't, is it?
Sandra Bullock with a southern accent is almost as scary as vampires and werewolves. All right, this time for sure, Rock. Not my sleeve. Twilight.
Hey, what did you do? Hey, what did you do to him?
Watch it, little girl.
He didn't want this.
What did we do? What did he do? What did he tell you?
Both of you, calm
nothing.
Down.
He tells me nothing because he's scared of you.
Paul, don't.
Too late now.
Bella, get back. Paul. Paul, get back now.
Bella!
Run! Run!
It's a great clip to send to radio.
Kind of hard to tell, but sounds like someone's got quite an appetite.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
And no one turns into a bat, huh?
I don't think so. Yeah. I think there's no bats, yeah. Have you seen the preview, by the way, for the new Wolfman movie that's coming out in February with Benicio del Toro?
No. Uh-uh.
That's how I want my Wolfman. Yeah. Benicio del Toro. Yeah.
That'd
why not?
Be,
that's
better.
That's a little better. But
also opening today that Mike has to suffer through, The Blind Side in Quad City Theaters. It's the true story of Michael Oher, a homeless teen from a broken home.
Who the Bears should have taken as opposed to Chris Williams, by the way.
Don't get me started.
That just makes this worse.
Right, Darren comes walking out of the theater crying. Is it that touching? No, he's so good, and the Bears should have taken him.
The Bears could have taken
they
him.
They took Chris Williams instead. His knee was injured in college. Why did they draft him instead of Michael Oher? It's a well-to-do family, and they help him fulfill his potential. And here's a clip from The Blind Side.
The nightstand, the light, an alarm.
Oh, and Sean says all the pro athletes use futons if they can't find a bed big enough, so I got you one of those. Of course, the frame was heinous. It's not about to let that in my house, but I got you something nicer.
It's mine?
Yes, sir. What?
Never had one before.
What, a room to yourself?
A bed.
Well, you have one now.
Why didn't they draft him? Why didn't they draft him?
Oh. And one more thing, stay out of the fridge.
Oh, God.
Also opening today, another one of these CG movies that Mike enjoys so well.
Mm. I don't think I have to buy glasses for this one. Is that possible? Is it
good
a not 3D
you.
Movie?
It's I not. Hope it's
bait
not 3D.
And switch, huh?
Aha! See, yeah.
This is Planet 51. The sudden arrival of an alien, an American astronaut, wreaks havoc among the little green inhabitants of a distant alien planet. You see, we're the Martians in this movie.
Clever.
Dwayne Johnson plays the astronaut, and in this clip, Lem meets Captain Charles T. Baker. Enjoy this clip from Planet 51. Oh, come on.
I can breathe. I can't breathe.
You speak my language.
That's amazing. You speak my language.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
You just said? That's what I just said. Say something else.
Like what?
Like what?
Oh, I'm irritated already.
Wow, that was
a short clip, and I'm irritated.
I want to throw this computer away that played the clip. It's dead to me now.
Why? Oh, mm-hmm. Why? Mm-hmm. Why is this my weekend? Guys, seriously.
Mm. Here's the thing, Mike. Oof. After Thanksgiving, you've got a lot of really great movies.
Okay.
There has to be one last craptacular weekend on your schedule.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
this is that
point.
Weekend.
Okay. All right. I can suck it up that way. That's fine.
A lot of times I feel bad for you when you leave the studio knowing how awful the movies are going to be. But you know what, Mike Schultz? You knew the risks when you took this job.
I certainly did. I should shut the hell up.
Yeah, the high point might be the old dogs on Thursday.
What is this? Oh, is this that Robin Williams thing? The love of God. And right. I forgot all about and John Travolta.
And Seth Green. That might be an actual high point after this weekend.
Wow. Okay.
These three movies might batter you up so much that you write a glowing review of Old Dogs.
Oh, that could happen.
Yeah.
Good God.
Stranger Things. He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader.
Wish me luck,
friends. Yeah, we'll see you in a couple weeks' time because we got next Friday off.
Absolutely. We'll take some dutiful notes.
Yeah, have a good turkey day.
Yeah, you too, guys.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. Read his columns. Is this a paper week or a cyber week?
Will be a paper week on Wednesday, actually. Coming out Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving.
And, well, that's perfect. You can pick up a copy of the River Cities Reader at the bars that you go to for the
Indeed.
Biggest party day of the year.
That's what I do.
Yeah, read Mike's column over several beers on Wednesday night.
That's what I do.
just make sure you don't. Here's the thing, and I'm going to just go ahead and say this on behalf of your grandmother. All of you listeners, don't come so hungover that you're no good, because you don't know how many more Thanksgivings you have as a family. Don't ruin Thanksgiving by showing up so hungover that you can't have a little bit more stuffing.
Boy, you're a bigger downer than 2012.
You could be in that Bullock movie. Uh-huh. Nice.
Yeah.
All
right.
Here's your bed. Uh-huh. Stay out of the fridge.
Talking about blindsiding people.
I'm just saying. Showing up hungover at grandma's house is no way to respect this family, young
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but if you have to be hungover, there's not a better meal to bring you back.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Oh, and a nice nap afterwards.
That's right.
Being hungover on a day designed to lay around, take naps,
exactly.
And watch
it's kind of my favorite holiday just for that.
Well,
yeah,
it's really every adult's favorite holiday outside of St.
Sure.
Patrick's Day.
I would say I like Thanksgiving better than
it's,
St. Well,
it's
no, I don't know that I could say that.
Yeah. But it's more of an adult's holiday than kids.
Christmas is for children. Thanksgiving is for adults.
Yeah. Halloween and Christmas, the kids.
There you go.
Right.
Sandwich one in there for us guys.
Thank God. Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. Check out his reviews as well at rcreader.com. Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely.
Thanks. It's Dave and Darren. This is the Quad City Rocker, Rock 104.9.